Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Bob Rogers and Vin Sharma, both from our big data solutions team at Intel. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hi.
So I know that you guys have been on the program before. Why don't we just do quick introductions of your roles within the big data solutions organization within Intel? Bob, do you want to get us started?
Sure. I'm chief data scientist for big data solutions, and my mission is to put powerful analytics in the hands of every business decision maker to help teams inside Intel ask the right questions and bring the right resources together for data science. I also act in that capacity for our customers to help them be successful with their analytics projects.
And Vin?
I'm leading the product management team for the Big Data Analytics Solutions team. And along with Bob, part of what we're looking to do is understand primarily the unmet needs of people in the industries, data scientists or application developers, and then build either components or enable capabilities in the industry and ecosystem in open source projects or commercial products.
Bob, do you want to just start with where you see the opportunity for new types of analytics within companies in driving better, faster, more well-informed decisions?
A couple of areas that I see huge opportunities. One of them is increasing the amount of data that comes from specific devices and sensors. The richness of the data coming from sensors for a lot of different applications in healthcare and with patients, tracking them 24/7 to smart meter analysis to understand the broader trends of what's happening with energy that helps companies make good decisions about their equipment and their programs. The other huge opportunity for big data analytics and data science is around new types of data like text. Internet companies have been using unstructured data for a long time, but that really hasn't reached the mainstream for enterprises to understand what's happening when a customer calls a call center or when something's written on the internet. Most data coming out of people is unstructured. And what I've seen in healthcare and other applications, bringing text into the analytical environment dramatically increases the level of insights that you can get about how customers behave and how products are thought about.
What is Intel's role in helping deliver this type of functionality and capability to our customer base? And what has our stance been in terms of engagement within this space?
It's very interesting to see Intel act in this space because we don't have the same constraints as some of the traditional, say, commercial stakeholders. In other words, we don't necessarily have a software product whose revenue that we are tracking on a quarterly basis, and this gives Intel both the perspective and the scope to think in long cycles of innovation, which means when we start to look at text mining at big data scales, and to do that in an environment where an enterprise wants to have some measure of trust in the analysis that's being performed, whether they want to protect the data or protect the analysis or simply have the right access to the right people, you can imagine these require a fair bit of long lead time in development, thinking, and innovation. A case in point would be to identify, say, topics inside these text files. So let's say these are doctor's notes that need to be mined to identify patients with a higher risk of a certain type of disease, or maybe more interestingly, find patients who have certain characteristics or symptoms and look for other patients that may have the same symptoms that may have been undetected up until now. Something like that requires the ability to not only identify topics or ideas that are implicit in the structure of the text file, but to link them across the data elements, which means creating a graph. And Intel has been very interested and active in being able to build technologies that construct graphs from raw data like this at big data scale, and to do it in a timely fashion by improving the performance or improving the throughput of this process. Some of the work that we did in Intel Labs is now actively making its way into the broader ecosystem through open source projects, through contributions that we're making, as well as through our partnerships and alliances with independent software vendors, system integrators, and solution providers who then take these technologies, whether they are software linked to hardware or just pure hardware capabilities that accelerate those software functions, and build them into products and solutions that solve these problems.
Bob, as chief data scientist for Intel, well. What is the scope of your work in terms of trying to drive great data science across our customer base, and how does that reflect in the types of programs that we're taking on?
The center of my focus is to really understand what challenges customers are running against in a variety of different areas. Questions around how do companies build the right data science teams, starting with the teams of analytics analysts and business people. There's a lot of effort to understand how can we empower existing teams and also support the growth of teams so that everyone has the right tools. Inside Intel, I'm interested in a broad view of what it means to lead analytics in the broader marketplace. So there are a lot of really exciting things going on at Intel around optimizing machine learning at the chip level, around accelerating text analytics, which, like the graph analytics that Vin was talking about, can be very challenging computationally in terms of building out the structures and also fitting them into memory and computing across large data sets. So the two bullet points so far, educating the market and influencing how we train our next generation of data scientists, making sure that we're thinking about the next generation of analytics, so not just the current favorite machine learning and text mining algorithms, but what does computing look like going forward? The third piece is making sure that from a technical infrastructure point of view, the way we support analytics with our enablement offerings, the platform as a service and other capabilities, really fits our customer needs. Data science is a team sport, so we want to build the right stadium for that activity to happen in, and I think that's a place where I and people I'm working with can feed into the development of the platform.
Vin, I know that there's some exciting news coming out of Intel around the Trusted Analytics Platform. Can you tell me about that and what has been the journey to create this new open source solution?
When Bob said that data science is a team sport, the thought that came to mind that it's also a contact sport, a pretty high impact contact sport in many cases when you consider data scientists working with application developers. There's a lot of wasted effort even in the way that solutions get built in an enterprise. It takes a long time, takes a long error-prone process on the data scientist part as well as in the application developer part because the data scientists are accustomed to working in isolation by themselves. And as Bob said, what we'd like to do is build them a stadium that they can play together. But when they do that, they end up creating highly trained or tuned models for the data set that they've been given access to, but eventually that model has to be generalizable to the larger data set that the enterprise has access to, which means that other data scientists and app developers are working with bigger data sets. Maybe they have a data lake in their enterprise and now they want to turn that model loose on that larger data lake. And when that happens, the application that uses the model has to often rewrite or re-implement the model, which means a delay in the way that the software engineer interprets this predictive model and writes it, converts it from Java or R or some such language the data scientist used into something that's production scalable like Scala or Java. And when they deploy the model into production in the form of an application, that then needs to run at scale on this big data platform. And typically, the processes by which the app developers create apps today for cloud-native applications are different from the traditional enterprise client-server applications, not just in terms of being able to run them inside a virtual machine or a container infrastructure, but actually have design principles related to cloud-native apps. So the project that we started about 18 months ago was to build that stadium in such a way that it was inclusive of not only data scientists working together, but working with cloud-native app developers in a shared environment where they have access to the same big data sets, same analytic tools, algorithms, and frameworks, and the same engines that compute the functions inside the libraries, in such a way that what the app developers get are the standard, consistent APIs to which they're accustomed in a platform as a service. What we're looking to do in the Trusted Analytics Platform is provide that set of microservices for analytics, for big data platforms, as well as the native cloud infrastructure on which they run in such a way that both data scientists and app developers can benefit from it. And this entire stack is 100% open source software, which means that It has the flexibility for you to be able to swap in modules of your choice that best fit your needs and to customize the whole thing from the application down through the analytics, through the algorithms, the cloud infrastructure, and deploy it on premises or on a public cloud. And we are really, really excited about this, not only because it's a new open source project for Intel, and there have been many in the past, but because we believe this will accelerate time to market for these big data solutions in the industry. And we're looking to system integrators, looking to ISVs, and to solution providers of various kinds, SaaS application builders, to come together, build on top of this platform or build into it so it can become stronger, faster, and more secure over time.
Bob, when you look at what Trusted Analytics Platform brings to the table and you look at the broader aspirational goals that you described about doing better data science, what kind of tools are you most excited about within the Trusted Analytics Platform and what it brings to our customers in terms of new capability?
There's no doubt that abstracting away the technical pieces of the conversion to production, and in many cases even understanding what's happening inside the actual technical infrastructure. Data scientists tend to work at a more abstracted level. So having that environment where what data scientists build as models can easily be picked up by the developers and put into place is a key thing. Other big areas, the various tools that allow us to do analytics on the entire data set. Data scientists tend to pull down their samples of data onto smaller local systems, and that limits our ability to get insights from the full data set. Sometimes you just have to have scale to get the right answer and to know what the limitations of the answers are that you're getting. The ability to use the Trusted Analytics Platform to do all your analytics at scale is a huge advantage. Again, the graph example comes up. I've seen a number of very large customers with data that perfectly fits the graph paradigm. You have nodes of customers and interactions between them, and it's a perfect graph problem. But because of the challenges of actually building graphs at scale, I see those customers doing basically workarounds that give them less than optimal answers, and usually with a lot of latency. So that next generation of analytics that can really work at scale and can continue to grow as our data sets grow, I think that's going to be a huge boon for data science moving forward.
I'm sure that we've piqued folks' interest about Trusted Analytics Platform. I know that there's a URL for this. Can you provide information about where folks can learn more about the code as well as how to engage with Intel to find out more about collaboration with Trusted Analytics Platform?
So the GitHub project is github.com/trustedanalytics. Now, in addition to that, we're building recipes for various components that can be stitched together into solution architectures. Those recipes, the demos, the use cases, a lot of the documentation and training material, we're publishing at trustedanalytics.org. Now, in addition to that, Strata is the event coming up at the end of this month in New York, and we're looking to bring forward some of the proof points and use cases that we've developed with Trusted Analytics Platform at that event.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time today. It's been a treat. Hope to have you guys back in the near future to tell us more about Trusted Analytics Platform and what else may be coming from your organization.
Thank you, Allison. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks, Allison. It was great to be here.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.